In this bulletin, the Thai schoolboys and their coach, rescued from the flooded cave, speak publicly for the first time. Australian expats in the United States are helping refugees from Manus and Nauru settle into life in the US. And Mark Cavendish is disqualified from the Tour de France after failing to make the time cut in the 11th stage. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. 12 Thai schoolboys and their football coach, who were trapped inside a flooded cave, have recounted details of their ordeal for the first time. The Wild Boars team looked healthy and happy as they spoke publicly at a press conference in Chiang Rai just hours after being discharged from hospital. Their 25-year-old coach, Ekapol Chantawong, explained that they had no food at all and had to drink water from stelacites until they were found after 9 days.
No, okay, we don't have anything with us. And we found, coming off from the rock upstairs, where we can actually feed ourselves. And so, okay, we found some shelters, okay, to stay in that night.
Refugees who were held in detention centres on Manus Island and Nauru are being paired with more than 300 Australian expats living in the United States. The Aussie Diaspora Steps Up Group is offering assistance, financial support and friendship to refugees transferred to the country under the Australia-US refugee deal. Former Nauru detainee Muhammad Ayers has told SBS News he's grateful for their help.
We really love Australian people. They always protest for us. They really, some people I saw the video and crying for us. So I really thankful Australian people, and even though I really thank the Australian government because they save us from the ocean, we are dying from there.
A Liberal backbencher has responded to the grieving parents of three children who died when flight MH17 was shot down by saying the world should overlook Russia's involvement. Almost 300 people, including 38 Australians, were killed when the Malaysia Airlines plane was downed by a Russian missile in 2014. Anthony Maslin, whose children and father-in-law died when the plane went down, wrote a scathing Facebook post condemning Donald Trump for his refusal to hold the Russian President Vladimir Putin to account. But MP Craig Kelly has told Sky News it should be overlooked for the sake of good relations.
You can't bring these people back to life. Now, we don't know who pressed the button, who gave the orders. The reality is we'd love to be able to hold someone to account. And I'm sure if I had a loved one that was down on that plane, I would want to see, you know, some type of retribution and people held accountable for it.
Google says it will appeal against a fine of almost $7 billion imposed by the European Union over its Android. The European Commission says the company made the Google search engine the default on most phones using its Android operating system. Margareta Vestager, a member of the European Commission in charge of competition, called for the firm to halt its practices.
Google has engaged in illegal practices to cement its dominant market position in internet search. It must put an effective end to this conduct within 90 days or face penalty payments.
To cycling, and Geraint Thomas is in the perfect position to win a maiden Tour de France title after claiming victory on the first mountain stage. Thomas took the 11th stage of the Tour with an impressive attack in the final climb to snatch the yellow jersey. He leads teammate Chris Froome by 1 minute 25 seconds in the overall standings. Meanwhile, Mark Cavendish has been disqualified from the race after failing to make the time cut. Cavendish crossed the line 1 hour, 5 minutes and 33 seconds after Thomas, way outside the time limit of 31 minutes and 27 seconds. Uncapped 15-year-old Mary Fowler has been called up to the Matildas squad ahead of the 2018 Tournament of Nations. The striker will join the Australian setup in the United States ahead of their friendly clashes with Brazil, the US and Japan. Fowler, who currently plays for Bankstown City Lions in the New South Wales Women's NPL, scored 10 goals in 6 games for the young Matildas at the recent AFF Women's Championship. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers and 14. Melbourne, rain developing and winds easing, 14 degrees. Hobart, showers easing and a windy day, a top of 13. Canberra, light frost but sunny, 15. Wollongong, sunny and 19. Sydney, more sunshine, 22. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 22 degrees. Brisbane, sunny and 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27, and Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.